So as we introduce this series on exemplary husbands and excellent wives, Dr. Scott and Pastor Adam are joined today by an excellent wife, Carolyn McGuire, who will be sitting in regularly to talk through the book called The Excellent Wife by Martha Peace. Carolyn and Martha are close friends, and Carolyn's used the book for many years to teach women, including her own daughters and granddaughters and other women in the church, the truths of Scripture to help them become godly women. Let's listen as Stuart, Adam, and Carolyn talk about how they met and how God is working in women's ministry in the church.
Well, it's a great opportunity to be with you guys today. And Carolyn, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
You've known Stuart for quite a while, haven't you?
Quite a few years.
Yeah, quite a few years.
Yeah, and I think you also know Martha Peace, the author of The Excellent Wife.
That's right.
Good. Well, we're just looking forward to getting to talk to you a little bit today so people, our listeners, can get to learn who you are and how it is that you became involved in biblical counseling, how it is that you met and got involved in counseling with even Dr. Scott and with Martha over the years. And you actually serve here at Plastirita Bible Church as the director of our women's ministry. So we're super thankful for that. And you are our number one woman counselor. People ask for you all the time.
Oh, well, that's very kind.
So the first question is, can you clone yourself? We need some more.
I would love to have more women counselors, that's for sure.
Oh, my goodness, for sure. So, well, thanks for being with us today. And I just wanted to start off by just learning a little bit more about your relationship with Stuart. How long have you known Dr. Scott?
That's a good question. Probably, when did you come to Grace Community?
I came to Grace on staff at Grace Community Church in 1994, and Carolyn was counseling there, a regular counselor on the Mondays.
Okay. Right,
on Monday. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I used
Monday
to
nights.
All day Monday was down at the church.
So does that mean, Stuart, when you got there, she was already a certified counselor and involved in the counseling ministry?
I don't know. Were you certified?
I was not certified. Okay. I had gone through the training that Dr. Smith brought to our church when he came out from Lafayette, Indiana, and spent time, 3 years with us, I believe, training all the leadership in our church in biblical counseling. So,
and that would have been just a few years before Dr. Scott arrived.
Yeah, it was in the, it was probably about 1990, I think, that he came, and he was still there when you came.
No, he had left, and then Carrie Hardy was over the counseling ministry for a year, and then it transitioned when I came to me.
All right. Very good. Well, Carolyn, I think I'd be interested in just what piqued your interest in biblical counseling. Like when you first heard Grace Community Church is going to have some biblical counseling training, Dr. Smith's coming out, did that grab your ear? Was that something you were already thinking about, or how did that happen?
Yes, I had been thinking about that since I was a teenager. I had, as a young woman, I had wanted to go to, not knowing anything about biblical counseling, I thought I would go to Moody Bible Institute and get Bible, and I would go to Wheaton College and get psychology, and I would put the two together to be able to help people. That was the way that we thought back then.
Yeah.
And so God has always put that on my heart, that I wanted to be able to help people. My dad was a pastor, and I just saw the need for people to be able to apply God's word in practical ways.
So what happened? Did you go to Moody?
I did. I didn't go to Wheaton. I got married instead.
Hey, there you go.
God's providence. There
yes, God brought a husband along at Moody. And so after graduation, we were married. And
then how did you guys get to Grace Community Church?
We came out here to California. My husband was trained for missionary aviation, and he was working through that when we came out here. And so actually, a friend of Dr. MacArthur's brought us to Grace Community Church and introduced us to him back in, it would probably have been about, probably 1970.
Okay.
So we were—
A long time.
Yeah, we were at Grace Church, came the same year that John came.
Right.
Only in the fall, he came in the winter, I think, February or something.
That's right. Very good.
So
you've been interested in counseling, and then Dr. Smith shows up and teaches through some training, and you and your husband attended, and you just loved it.
My husband didn't attend. That wasn't his thing, but I
He's
did.
Like, you go ahead, and what did you think as you were hearing the lectures come out? Maybe the first thing of what was, you said you had a desire to maybe go into psychiatry. Were you starting to hear from the get-go a difference between, you know, integrated counseling and biblical counseling?
Well, we had gone through everything in counseling at Grace Community. We had done the Larry Crabb. We had done a lot of different things. And so I was always in all of those classes because that had been an interest of mine from the get-go. So when biblical counseling came along, it was, oh, this is wonderful because it was using God's word. It was taking scripture and to understand how scripture really addresses life issues was amazing. And it just kept unfolding that way. So it was thrilling.
Wow, that's just beautiful, isn't it? Just to hear of the complete source of authority and all that we need for life and godliness. The sufficiency of Scripture really is all that we need, isn't it?
And Dr. MacArthur really had prepared us for that. Not him not being aware of it, but with his sufficiency of Scripture and the things that he had taught us, that was where our hearts and minds were. And so it just dovetailed into everything that we had been taught and were learning.
Amazing. So, Dr. Scott, you came to Grace Community Church, you said 1994. You already had some counseling going on there.
Yeah, there was a, I don't know how many were the lay counselors, but there were quite a few came in and counseled on Mondays, Monday after, you know, all day Monday or Monday evenings. And all the pastors were counseling as well. I mean, all of the staff guys.
Yeah. And then your first introduction to Carolyn was just, hey, she's one of our counselors. And then did you get to know her a little bit better as the years went on?
Yes. Not only one of our counselors, but she was very strategic in the women's ministry. So on the women's council, I believe at the time. So I was getting, I was over that ministry too, over the women's council, the pastor overseeing it. So I got to know some of the ladies that were involved there. So just a friendship. I so appreciated all of the counselors on Monday that would pour their lives into to people at the church and even outside the church. And I guess just the friendship over the years with you and Joe, and I was just encouraged with everyone who was serving.
Yeah, well, praise the Lord for that. And then how, when were you first introduced to the book that we'll be discussing here for many, many weeks to come, The Excellent Wife? Were you first introduced to the book or to the author?
I probably, well, I don't know. It was probably a kind of a combination because Martha came out quite early on. You probably were instrumental in that. I don't know. But she came to speak at our church, and that was my first introduction to her. And it went, it's kind of evolved from there. But that would be the first time I would have been aware of the book and of her.
Wow. And whenever you heard her come and give those talks, again, your heart was just grabbed by the material, the scriptures that she was giving. What attracted you to that?
I was interested in biblical counseling. So just the fact that it was a resource for biblical counseling made that something that I was going to use. And then she would we would also have at that time what we called Women Discipling Women conferences every summer. And she and some other counselors would come every year and be some of the plenary speakers at those conferences. So as time went on, we became more and more familiar, and ultimately she ended up starting to stay at my house all the time. I do remember one time she stayed at your house when you were in seminary, and I picked her up from your house and took her to the airport. So that was one of the first times I ever heard about the Tysons.
There you go. Yeah, that was a joy. Yeah, my folks go to the church where Martha attends there in Faith Bible Church in Peachtree City. And so my mom had been telling me a lot about Martha. And so when she came out, she stayed with us 1 year, and we might have briefly met even at that time. So, yeah, it's amazing how all the relationships connect over the years. So.
And one of the things that developed was I could see Carolyn's desire and her aptitude with the scriptures and being able to minister to other women, that I encouraged her because I was helping Dr. Mack out in the master program of arts in biblical counseling here at the school. So I just asked her, would you consider coming and getting an MABC here? So I don't know what she processed at that point in time, but it was, I thought this would be great. She could get a master's degree and learn more because she was so effective and the Lord was using her greatly. But she said, I'm not, you know, I'm not one of these young 20-year-olds, you know, she's...
I was sure I was too old for that. And I really had considered it already and thought, I still don't have my undergrad degree. So I knew that I would have to come back and get my undergrad as well as to go on and get my master's degree. So I told Dr. Scott I'd already decided that I wasn't going to do that. And then he said it again. He said, I think you should consider coming. And I gave him my exact same excuses, and he said it a third time, and I thought, oh, he is one of my pastors. I think I should listen to him. I said, I'll look into it.
And what happened? Did you end up doing it?
I did. I was in class probably in a couple of weeks.
Wow.
So it was when I brought my youngest daughter to Masters to go to school. So we met in the parking lot, and that was the exchange.
Very good. So you did do your MABC here at the Masters University?
I did, and I also completed my undergrad in the degree completion program.
Very good. So you're never too old to go back to school.
No, you know what? I did find out one thing that I didn't think of before, and that is that experience gives you a lot of an edge.
It sure does. A lot of the other students were looking to Carolyn for what do you do with this and what do you do with that, because she had years of experience in family and marriage.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Carolyn, I'd love for you to even speak to that, because you were already counseling. You were already being used by God mightily at Grace Community Church and in other relationships. There may be some women listening who think, oh, well, I could never go get my MABC. Could I ever be an effective biblical counselor without that kind of formal training? What would you say to that young lady?
Well, there are a lot of opportunities, even without the formal training at the Master's College, to get your certification and to be trained and to be prepared. I think 180 has many resources. Mm-hmm. There are resources with ACBC that you can go through their website, and they will take you step by step. And I've even been working with a woman here at our church that's in that process, and she's coming along. So
wonderful. Yeah, I think it's always good to encourage people to consider going. I like the fact Dr. Scott kept nudging you and encouraging you to reconsider, and then you did it, and God blessed it. But I think it's also important for women to realize, like, hey, if I never have that degree in biblical counseling, I can be an effective counselor. And that's the joy of the 180 training or the ACBC training, of that you can take anybody, a layperson, so to speak, who hasn't had that degree, because the best counselor is the person who knows God's word the best. And we can do that both informally and formally. So what do you think about that, Dr. Scott? I typically encourage ladies to go and guys to go get the degree if they can. But if they can't, boy, the second best thing is just get certified and start getting plugged in your local church.
Yeah, absolutely. And everyone's situation's a little different. And Carolyn, if I remember right, your children were getting older.
It was my youngest was going to college.
Okay, so there was a, the situation in life where she was at, this would be a great time to invest more time that you're not investing so much in your children at the time. So everyone's situation is a little different. But yes, I would agree with that. If they can go deeper, broader with the scriptures in a program, that'd be great. But if they can't, the certification with ACBC and some of the training there is just invaluable.
Yeah. Well, Carolyn, we're talking about The Excellent Wife. We're going to have the opportunity to interact with Martha, but tell me a little bit about how this book has had an impact on your life. You first heard maybe the material when Martha came to speak at Grace Community Church so many years ago, and since then, I'm assuming that you've worked through this resource maybe dozens of times with various ladies over the years. Would that be fair to say?
That would be fair to say. I think one of my first opportunities was with my own daughters, and shortly after it came out and they were all married, we started meeting around regularly every week, and we would go through books, and this was one of the first ones that we went through, so that was a real special opportunity for me.
Wonderful.
And recently, I just finished going through it with my only married granddaughter.
Wow.
And so it's just, it's interesting to see how these principles come through to them. And then obviously I've used it many times in counseling, sometimes not the whole book, but sections of the book. Mm-hmm. I have one of my favorite parts to use often with women is the godly appeal, that went for women to learn how to make an appeal to their husbands to change their minds on something that they are not in agreement with, but to do it in a godly way and that honors the Lord.
That's just precious. I mean, it really is a replete resource, starting off with so much good, solid theology about who God is and how God's called a wife just to be an excellent Christian, you know, first and foremost, before she's an excellent wife. But so the book can be used cover to cover, or you could just pick sections of it and go through that with counselees as well.
Right.
Yeah, very good. Dr. Scott, tell me a little bit more about how Carolyn has been involved, maybe even at our church. I know maybe you and her from time to time have helped each other out with various cases here or concepts about marriage and counseling. What's your relationship like now?
Well, I just have a lot of confidence, and I know Mark does as well. Some of the things that some of the ladies go through, I look at some of our graduates or those in training in our program mm-hmm. could come alongside and help them. But then there are others that maybe they're dealing with older teens that our younger women in our program are not, they don't have the understanding of the experience there. So Carolyn brings a wealth of experience with so many different situations in counseling. So she would be the go-to person on the counseling team as far as the ladies. And Mark, you can comment as well on that, but Mark oversees the counseling here at our church. But I just great confidence that she's going to steer her to Christ, the woman to Christ, and work through the issues biblically.
So Carolyn, tell us a little bit about your involvement here at our own counseling center at Placer Rita. What would you say is the average number of cases that you might be seeing at any given time? What is that like for you as you kind of have that weight a little bit on your shoulders, but we're also seeing some other young ladies that are getting some training?
Right. Well, right now I'm working with one lady. In the past, I've had numerous. At various times, it's been more or less. I also meet with granddaughters, and so I do want to put my emphasis on them because that's a window of time that is fleeting. And so the Lord has given me that opportunity. But right now, I have one. In the past, I've had as many as nine.
Wow.
But
at one time.
Yeah.
Wow.
But that's really difficult.
Yeah.
And I feel like you can't do the best job when you do that, because you really do need to have time to think and pray and prepare ahead of time before you're meeting with people. And a lot of that became more off the cuff. You know, you just are talking through things with people, but it's not as well prepared.
Yeah. Would you say the ideal for you would be two or three a week, something like that? Or just varies depending on the season and the needs?
Right. And right now, the ideal for me is one a week. But I've been going through some various health issues and different things that I've been dealing with. But two or three would be max, really.
Okay. Gotcha. Very good. And do you do that counseling here at the church?
I do.
And so there's a room designated where you would be able to meet with a counselee and do that weekly?
There is, in our new building. I'm so excited about that new room. It's just a beautiful room to be able to meet in compared to being in a, look like a warehouse with all the stuff in the modular that we had for a while. So I was longing for that room, and it's been a great pleasure.
We built it just for you, Carolyn, just for you.
Well, it's really been a pleasure. Thank you so much.
The sessions are lasting longer now.
Yes, yes. Very good. Incredible. Well, Carolyn, tell us a little bit about just as you think about using this material, maybe give us one or two success stories that maybe you've had over the years where you felt like, man, God just awakened a young wife's heart to an understanding of God's word and to how to live that out. I mean, when Martha wrote her book, she kind of starts off sharing her own testimony about how difficult it was. And then, you know, throughout her maturity in Christ, all of a sudden she sees herself growing as that wife that God wants her to be. Have you seen that transformation happen in some of the ladies you've counseled over the years?
Well, I don't know that I've had as dramatic of a transformation as Martha's. That was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
And I do always love to have her share her testimony because it gives her such credibility as to what God has done and how he's changed her and her whole mindset from going from being really an extreme feminist to a God-loving, excellent wife. I was just thinking about some of this earlier, and I was just thinking about even the idea of submission is such a difficult concept in our culture. It's considered to be something that's subservient and something you want to avoid at all costs. And one of her goals in writing the book was to give a biblical explanation of what submission is. And so I think it has been very helpful in that regard. I remember even going through it recently with my granddaughter, she kind of referred to it as the S word that nobody wants to be a part of. But she did also tell me that in the course of understanding and reading through the book, she came to realize that it really was a Godward focus and that our submission to God is first. And so that idea of submission took on a different perspective. And for the world, it's anathema. But for us, it should be a way of life. And it became more of a beautiful understanding in her mind through going through the book. So I think it does clearly help in that area. And she also explains the protections that God has put in place for the wife.
Right.
And when they're in a more difficult situations. And that was another thing. The book is written toward people that are going through difficult marriages. So often when I go through it with family members and that sort of thing, they say, well, this isn't really what mine looks like, but that still the principles are the same. Mm-hmm. And so,
you know, what I really hear you saying is there's varying degrees of ways that the book, as it points back to the principles in the scripture, helps different wives at different times. I mean, you could have a marriage that's completely on the rocks where someone's considering divorce and maybe they don't even really understand well the gospel and obedience to Christ first and then to maintain, you know, their marriage with his help. And then you might have just marriages that have been 5, 10, 15 years old and they're starting to hit new challenges, new snags, if you will, in the relationship. And really, at any point, you could pick up God's word and a book like this and just say, let's just meet you right where you're at. Let's remind you about what God's word says, and let me help you honor Christ and glorify him as your role as an excellent wife.
Exactly. And I think that's one of the beauties of the book is that Martha's used so much scripture that it's almost like using your Bible. And so she's kind of categorized it so that you can use it in different situations. So it is a resource.
Now, I'm assuming that it's somewhere you've had a woman who said, I don't like what she's saying. Well, don't make me read that book. Yeah. I can't stand it anymore. Have you ever had that response?
Even Martha says, I don't like it. I didn't like it at first. I haven't had anybody get super upset about it. They don't always like the principles, but as they see how it fits into the whole program of what God is doing in their lives, and they want to be a woman after Christ and a follower of Christ, it makes a whole lot of sense.
Sure.
And so just trying to help them realize it's not what the world has categorized it as, a doormat or being somebody that never says it, you know, never speaks or never asks a question or says anything.
Yeah.
That's really helpful. And the world has just twisted those things to such a degree that most people can't hardly stomach it.
Sure. And that's part of why is it safe to say the book has a slow start? And what I mean by that is if somebody comes in and their marriage is really up against the wall, sometimes you might be tempted to run right to the chapter on submission or the chapter on something else. And yet, if you bypass the principles of what it means to be a godly Christian and to even understand the gospel and that we're called to be, you know, excellent wives, Christians first and then an excellent wife, how do you meet that need for I need help now versus it's going to take us a little while to get there? How do you go about that?
Well, I think it would be mostly talking about principles that are Christian principles that fit all those things. I wouldn't probably go to submission right at the beginning because that would be a turnoff if somebody's being abused or being hurt in some way. That probably wouldn't be where I'd want to start. I would want to talk more about their relationship with the Lord, make sure that they really do know the Lord, you know, is the primary thing. And then as you talk about knowing and loving Christ, then this is the way we live out knowing and loving Christ.
Yeah. And I think another emphasis of the book would be God's called you to be an excellent wife. And right now, we're not here to change your husband or to change, your marriage, meaning only God can bring about that change. But we can talk about you changing to be more of who God's called you to be. And in that, there's hope, right? That I can be more God-glorifying as I'm walking in obedience and my goals kind of shift from maybe they come in originally saying, I want my husband to change. And then you're trying to help them say, well, actually, let's work on you.
Yeah. And that's almost every counseling case, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Everybody comes in, they want to feel better. They want to somebody else to change, and they want you to help them figure out how to do that. And we have to help them come to the point of understanding that our real goal as believers is to honor and glorify Christ. Mm-hmm. And so getting them to switch that is part of every counseling case, I think.
Amen. Amen. Well, Carolyn Stewart and I can't wait just to work through this book together with you and have opportunities to get insight as you share with us what God's taught you over the years and how we can be helpful to each other and to the counselees that we see.
We hope you were blessed by the Care of Souls podcast. Please pray for us at 180 Ministries and the Masters University as we seek to edify the church and exalt Christ through biblical counseling that is faithful to Scripture. Consider supporting 180 Ministries financially so we can continue to bring you sound wisdom from God's Word on these everyday topics. Visit 180ministries.org to give online and send an email to info@180ministries.org with your feedback and any questions. We'd be grateful to hear how this podcast is helping you. And we look forward to having you join us on the next episode of the Care of Souls podcast as we discuss exemplary husbands and excellent wives.